When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by R.A. Torrey. The Third Commandment. You will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. How much do you weigh when you are weighed by that law? Oh, how many men on your streets break that law, and men not only break it, but they think it a light matter. They think that the law is of no consequence. When you approach men and speak to them about Christ, they will say, "Well, but I do not know that I need Christ. I'm not a very bad man. I've never stolen anything. I've never killed anybody. I've never committed adultery. Oh, I do swear occasionally." They think it a light matter, but God does not regard it so. You will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. If there is any sin that shows that the very foundation of a man's character is honeycombed with rot, it is the sin of profanity. You cannot trust a profane swearer anywhere. A profane swearer is ripe for any crime. What is the only foundation for a sound character? Reverence for God. And when that is gone, the foundation of character is gone. Character may not crumble away at once, as a building does not always fall the moment its foundation is rotten, in a measure, but it will fall. The foundation is gone. No man can swear profanely unless he has gotten very, very low in the moral scale. A man has to go down pretty low to speak disrespectfully of his mother. We've seen men go pretty far into sin, and yet have so much manhood left that when others spoke insultingly about their mother, they would resent it. A man has fallen very low who will lightly speak of his mother. But a man has gotten immeasurably lower before he will speak profanely of God. The purest mother is nothing to the all-holy one.